The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Can you get it? I can't find the car keys.
That's something new.
Yeah. I never
Hello?
Know what to fail on.
No, no, I'm still at home here, Francis.
I could swear I left them right
yes.
there.
Well, it was due Monday.
I wish.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, here they are, here they are. Look, I gotta run along.
Yeah, Francis, can you
Honey?
Hold on? Oh, all right.
I gotta
thanks
go.
Thanks for calling. No, we don't care either one.
Yes, we do. I want a boy or a girl. Or twins or triplets.
Goodbye, Francis.
Nothing else.
Listen, dear, I'd kind of like to have the car myself today.
Car? Why?
Well, I thought if I had the car, I could drive Aunt Martha around a bit. I don't know what to do with her.
Oh, well, darling, I wouldn't drive too far away, you know. I mean, if you'd stay somewhere in the vicinity of the hospital, I'd feel a lot easier.
Oh, silly.
Are you sure it's all right for you to be driving the car?
Oh, yes, dear.
I don't want to be late to work.
Oh, no, I got plenty of time. Anyhow, I'm taking the bus. I'm going to leave the car for you two. Hey, drive out to the new house. And, Martha, wouldn't you
yes.
like to see where we're building?
Oh, yes. Of course, why you go to all the expense of building when you have a nice, practical house right here?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, well, we wanted to. That's very good. Goodbye, Betsy Kinzer. Do I get a kiss? Come here.
Yes.
Well, I hope so.
Can I drive that there, too, Mommy? And can I take Mary Lou? She's never seen our new house either.
Well, all right. You run down to Kendall's and ask Mrs. Kendall, then. Mary Lou.
Oh,
you think
God.
Everybody we know couldn't wait until this baby arrived? That makes a fourth call already.
Oh, you're forcing them. I'll get it. Hello. Yeah.
I'll go with Mrs. Kendall if Mary Lou can go with us.
Fine, dear. You run along.
Oh, hello, Nancy. No. She hasn't had it yet.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure she will.
You know, it took efficiency engineers years to discover what CBS Radio's daytime listeners have always known. Entertainment makes any day's work go faster. You can speed up your own daily routine and enjoy life more at the same time by listening to our many enjoyable daytime programs on CBS Radio. Now, two of them coming your way each weekday on most of these same stations are The Howard Miller Show and Just Entertainment, starring Pat Buttram. Howard Miller, as you probably know, is an expert on popular music. He keeps you right up to the minute with the brightest new songs. He plays tunes for you that have all the earmarks of becoming hits long before they're discovered elsewhere. Pat Buttram and his gang are experts at the art of relaxation, too. Their songs are always refreshing. Their humor is quiet but funny. So make your day's work easier. Join Howard Miller and the Pat Buttram gang regularly on CBS Radio.
Oh, now listen, remember, girl, Betsy, Mary Lou, there's poison ivy around here, so be careful.
Oh, I've had poison ivy.
Well, you can get it again, Mary Lou, so be careful. Now, you can run on ahead, girl. Isn't the view lovely, Aunt Martha?
Oh, yes, yes. My goodness, is that all you've done on the house? Can't tell a thing from that.
Well, the foundations are in, and I see the carpenters have done quite a bit since I was last here. You, Mr. Dibble. He's the general contractor. Good morning.
Morning. Well, didn't expect to see you this week.
Well, no, it hasn't arrived yet.
Mm.
This is my husband's aunt, Miss Thornton, Mr. Dibble. I wanted to show her the house.
Oh, how do?
It's a pleasure, I'm sure.
Well, not much to see yet. You sure it's all right for you to be out here?
Oh, yes, I'm quite all right, Mr. Dibble, thank you.
Mommy, can I have a drink of water?
Well, dear,
It's all right, spring water. There's a cup right there.
I don't think they should drink out of a cup the workmen use.
Oh, my goodness. We always had a tin cup hanging on the pump, and everybody used it. Nobody died of anybody else's germs.
All right, Betsy, but rinse the cup out first.
Well, of course, we're a little behind schedule. Rain last week held things up.
Uh-huh.
Well, we got the lally columns in, girders, floor joists.
Which are the lally columns?
Them right there.
Oh, yes.
Round pipes full of concrete. Hold the girders up.
Uh-huh. And those are the floor joists?
Yep, those are the floor joists.
Mommy, can we walk down to the lake?
Oh, I love it out here.
No, I'm glad, Mary Lou.
Can I come out and stay overnight with Betty when the house is built?
Well, we'd love to have you, Mary Lou.
And I'll walk down to the lake with the girls. And be careful, girls. Don't run so fast. You slip and fall.
Well, nice to see you. I think maybe you ought to get back into town. Not much to see out here today.
No, I'm all right, Mr. Dibble.
Yeah, well...
You want we should frame a Western or a balloon?
Oh, yeah. And you want the frame in Western or balloon?
What?
Framing. Western style or balloon?
Well, Western style or balloon, did you say?
Yeah.
Which is better?
Oh, well, it's up to you.
Well, I mean, what is the difference?
Well, with the balloon framing, the starting rests on the subfloor. Western framing, the starting rests on the sill.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, I guess my husband would ask which is more expensive.
Well, Western style, you need 2x4 fire blocks between the studs. You don't need that with a balloon.
I see, uh-huh. Well, is it going to make any difference in the long run?
It's going to make a difference whether you're hating. What kind of hate you have?
I don't know. Don't you, Mr. Dibble?
No, nothing was said to me about the heating.
Well, that's strange. I'm sure. Of course, I just don't know what...
You know how many zones you're having?
Zones of what?
Zones of heating. If they have a two-pipe, two-zone system, they probably figured on 130,000 BTU, don't you think?
Oh, no. Well, of course, I say I don't know, but... Well, I do know with a house this size, they're going to need at least 150,000 BTU.
You see, we got to know whether you're having hot air, water, steam, radiators, or cast iron baseboard.
Uh-huh. Well, what was all this 150,000 business? I mean,
that's... Well, that's a BTU.
Well, what is a BTU?
Well, that stands for... Let's see, BTU. Oh, British Thermal Units.
British?
Yep.
British? Well, why don't we use American ones?
How's that?
I'm sure that the architect, Mr. Rogers, my husband, did not plan on having anything imported. Well, I'm sure imported things must be much more expensive. Now, don't you do a thing until I talk to him, Mr. Dibble, and I will check with him right away. Now, what did you say they were again? British what?
Thermal unit.
Thermal unit. Well, I will check on it and see if we can't use the American. Goodbye, Mr. Dibble.
No.
Girls! Aunt Martha, now come on, get in the car. We've got to get back. Got to talk
look
to Jerry.
Look here, is she kidding?
Nope.
Come on.
I didn't think they'd come that dumb outside of the movie.
Oh, yeah, they come that way. You meet them when you're building a house. No sense trying to explain. They don't believe you. Think you're trying to put one over on them. Nope. Nothing to do but hold up on everything while she checks on it. And I figured you ought to get back to town anyhow. That baby makes me kind of nervous.
I said, British thermal units. Well, I said, I knew you and Mr. Rogers had not planned on importing anything.
Oh,
and
my God,
said,
you're kidding.
Well, what do you mean?
You told him you wanted American thermal units?
Well, what's so funny?
Well, he must have thought you were really wacky. Darling, they're just called BTU, British thermal units.
Well, if you're so smart, what is a thermal unit, and why is it called British, and why do we need 150,000 of them, and why does what style framing we have, Western or balloon, have to do with what kind of heating we use, huh?
Well, darling, it's very simple. I'll explain it when I get home tonight. Honey, we're so busy here at the office today.
Well, all right, but if you know all the answers, you better get on the phone right away and call Mr. Dibble, because the carpenters are waiting to know before they proceed.
Waiting?
Yes, and we pay
by
the hour.
They're out there waiting? Oh, Miss Winters, oh, where is that secretary? She is all... Miss Winters! Hello, Miss Winters. Get Mr. Rogers on the phone at once. Mr. Rogers, the architect.
Then I really ought to go out and help Aunt Martha with the dinner, dear.
No. Now, she told you to sit down, so you sit down. Now, Mr. Rogers, a cigar?
Oh, thank you. Very delicious dinner.
Thank you. I wish you'd explain about thermal units again, Mr. Rogers. I still don't understand.
It's very simple, really.
Yeah.
Of course, as I said, it's a good thing I happened to drive out there right after you left this morning and got it all straightened out with Dibble.
He must think I'm as dumb as a doornail.
No. Got a kick out of it.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah, he kept laughing and saying, American thermal units.
Really?
That's pretty funny. Because I don't know what I'm laughing at. I don't understand it either.
It certainly was a wonderful dinner.
Aunt Martha has cooked and cooked since she's been here, and she gets so excited over all our modern appliances. She's had trouble with a dishwasher, the garbage disposal. She overloads and blows fuses.
Yeah, it'd be pretty funny if it weren't so costly. Last night she dropped a plastic-handled knife down into the dishwasher. Well, that doesn't work.
Sounds like my Aunt Harriet.
Oh, really?
Well, about the thermal unit.
Yes.
You see, a British thermal unit is equal to 778 calories.
Mm-hmm.
And a calorie is the amount of heat needed to raise the temperature 1 liter from 14.5 to 15.5 degrees centigrade. Now, actually, the excuse me, but what is all that stuff floating in from the dining room?
What? Good heavens, I don't know.
It looks like soap bubbles.
Oh, my. Aunt Martha.
Oh, what has she done now?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Confidence men, hijackers, and other unsavory characters you wouldn't want to meet in real life provide the material for one fascinating drama after another on CBS Radio's FBI and Peace and War and Indictment. You couldn't be in better company, however, than you are each Sunday as CBS Radio presents our FBI and Peace and War and Indictment dramas, because these are hard-hitting stories of the law in action. They expose the evil that men do without pulling punches, without romanticizing. But even more important, they demonstrate how effectively our laws can operate. On the FBI and Peace and War, you hear action-packed tales of federal agents at work. Indictment describes an assistant district attorney's fight against crime. Both are inspiring and thrilling accounts of man's dedication to justice. Hear them every Sunday on CBS Radio as they come your way on most of these same stations.
Aunt Martha, for Pete's sake, open the kitchen door, will you, Mr. Rogers?
I'll open the window,
too. Aunt Martha, where are you?
By the sink. Oh, my goodness.
What did you do?
Well, you said to try that detergent in the dishpan. Well, you can be as modern as you like, but I think it makes much too much soap.
Oh,
how much did you use?
It said put in a cupful.
A capful, Aunt Martha, not a cupful.
Oh, well, I didn't have my glasses on. I thought it said cupful.
Oh, no. Aunt Martha.
Oh, boy, Aunt Martha, you're a caution.
Mommy.
Yeah?
Oh, how wonderful. What is it?
Soap bubbles. Now get out of our way so we can wave them out the door.
Guess what?
What?
Mary Lou's daddy says he thinks she has the mumps.
Look, if we all get towels and wave the bubbles...
Yes, get...
What?
Mumps? Oh, dear, and you've been with her all day.
And Mary Lou had dinner with us tonight.
I knew it. I knew she shouldn't have drunk out of that drinking cup the workman used out there. She picked it up from that.
She wouldn't catch mumps in 8 hours. More likely, she gave it to the workman.
The workman? Oh, I say, I hope the carpenters don't all get mumps. That'll be pretty expensive if we get behind on the building schedule.
Oh, dear. Well, Betsy will probably get them, and I've had them. You, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, yes, when I was about 5.
Have you, Daddy?
No. Oh, I don't have enough to worry about.
No.
Well, I always say no sense worrying about a thing. You soon know.
Mumps.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. The Couple Next Door is produced by Walter Hart. Listen again tomorrow at the same time to The Couple Next Door.